Welcome to That Systems Girl podcast. I'm your host, Mac, and I'm so ready to dive into today's episode. Today, we are introducing, rolling out, first time ever, the That Systems Girl podcast. This is the fourth iteration of this podcast, and I am so excited to share with you a little bit about my journey to getting to this version of the podcast and what you can expect to hear from me as we move through episodes. Check it out. You're not going to want to miss this. Make sure that you're following us on Spotify and Instagram and turn on those lovely little notifications so you get every episode right when it's released. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. This is the first since we have relaunched the podcast and the brand, so welcome back. I will say, in my perfectionist ways, I had an entire plan for rolling all of this out that included like perfectly planned recording days and media out and all of these other good things. And what I've realized is that despite all of those best efforts, most of my inspiration to share on the podcast comes when I'm sitting on a couch or lying in bed and just really feel compelled to share thoughts. So in this first episode back, because I did promise we would be relaunching in October, I am sitting on a couch as I'm house sitting and just really wanted to connect and open up about my feelings about bringing the podcast back to life, share a little bit about what you can expect and kind of where I'm at in life. So I feel like some of you might find this kind of boring, but I never know where to start with these things, and recapping or at least telling where I'm at just always feels really authentic when I dive back into this space. So without further ado, podcast is back and better than ever. We have rebranded as That Systems Girl. I'm your host, Mac Abercrombie. I am local to the Central Valley in California and am so excited to be back in a space where I can chat with all of you. I was hanging out with a girlfriend of mine the other day and kind of catching her up on my life, and she kind of looked at me at one point and I go, I clearly have a lot to say. That's why I'm restarting a podcast. And her feedback was just so great and so genuine. And she was like, I could totally see it. I can't wait to hear. So kind of the overarching inspiration, since I started podcasting, various reiterations of podcasting, I always felt like I had something to say and was always kind of gripped with this idea of like, what if it doesn't come out the right way? What if it's not authentic or true sounding? What if I ramble for 30 minutes and nobody listens? And realistically, while there will be some scripted points throughout, there are some dedicated topics and episodes and things that I really want to talk on. My best episodes are always ones when I'm really real and really honest, and that more than anything is what I've always wanted this podcast to be. So a little bit about why the rebrand and a little history of the podcast, brief history of the podcast. I started this podcast at the end of 2019, as I was kind of heading into a rocky relationship. I was in a space where I felt like I had no voice, and so naturally getting on and recording and just talking felt great. With some encouragements from a friend of mine who had just launched her own podcast, and the encouragement to just do it, which is the original episode that launched this podcast and the only original episode that is on here. I have since removed everything else for a fresh slate, but listening to myself, because I did go back and play it again, talk about it, you could hear how nervous and excited I was and really had embraced this idea of just do it, and the encouragement from this friend to like hang up the phone and start recording. And I think it's really kind of mapped the trajectory for how I approach recording, because I am very much a just do it. If I feel compelled to record an episode, I just do it. When I start to overthink of it, I avoid it, which just speaks volumes about me. But in 2019, I launched this podcast, and this podcast was called La Vie Boheme, with this idea of living free and bohemian. And it is something you see in how I dress and how I approach the world, just this openness, right? This freedom. And I was very attracted to the idea of freedom. And it, for me, always felt kind of ironic because my mom used to joke that when I wouldn't eat at a dinner table, my sisters and I wouldn't eat at a dinner table, she'd say we were eating bohemian because we'd sit on the floor and we'd curl up on a couch with a plate, and just this wholesome kind of connection of just kind of going against the norm, quote unquote, was always prevalent in my life, and it felt really good and authentic at the time. Fast forward a couple months, as I was starting to lose inspiration and motivation to write episodes, I rebranded the podcast as the Free Your Wild podcast, which was such a great experience because I literally went to visit my sister who was living at the beach at the time, and my best friend came with me, and we took photos. I had my own little mini photo shoot. Everything was about the content and the appeal, and still kind of connected to this idea of wild, of free, of breaking loose, because I really was at a point in my life where I felt super chained and tied down and lost. And wanting this idea of being free was super important to me. And the freedom to speak and the freedom to do and act and dress and behave how I wanted. I was going through my own sort of personal bucking of the system, I guess, that I grew up in, and really trying to push out from these boundaries that were part created in how I was raised and part self-imposed, with a tiny dash of childhood trauma that I think we all carry in some way, shape or form. And, really tried to lean very heavily into this idea of embracing the wild, embracing those things that feel uncomfortable and raw and kind of scary, and those things that we all embrace. And there was this idea that I had to go it alone, but if I had to go it alone, I would lead people. And that worked for a time. And in that time, I really discovered a lot about myself, about the relationships I put myself in that I was going through. If any of you listened during that time, you'll know some of those episodes got really dark. Because I was discovering exactly where I was in life in that moment in real time on a podcast. After that, I rebranded Free Your Wild a little bit when I launched the Free Your Wild online store. The colors changed, the message kind of stayed the same. And this was probably a year into pandemic, so early 2021, and really just tried to shape, you know, this idea that I had. I still fully believed in it. And with life's ups and downs comes the close of a store that one day, spoiler alert, I'm hoping I can reopen. And to losing the time and the energy to maintain a podcast and not wanting to figure myself out so much in a space that felt very open. And I started a new job and pivoted career paths and cut relationships out and really learned a lot about myself in that time frame. I learned about things that I would no longer tolerate. I learned about kind of my emotions and how those really, really shape how you interact with the world. And it became not so much about freedom, but about understanding. And I think that little bit of disconnect really put a damper on my will to want to record. And I would pop in here and there when I thought I had something important to say or was just really feeling something and wanted to talk to a friend and didn't have someone I could turn to in that moment. And so the podcast just kind of sat there. Earlier this year, we're now, 2023? Earlier this year, I had made efforts to revive the podcast, and those didn't quite go the way I wanted them to as well. Again, with shifts and pivots in a career space and figuring out what that looked like, I had a lot of big changes for myself this year. I was in my first ever healthy relationship, which is exciting. And that lasted for about 8 months. And I had so much growth, both in how to love somebody and love myself at the same time. I moved out officially on my own in April. And that was just so exciting and such a breath of fresh air for me and so liberating, right? It was the freedom component that I had really missed, having my own space where I could create, where I could live, where I could decorate. Because if any of you know me, I've been biding my time to have my own place to decorate, to have people over. I had my very first party last weekend at my house for my birthday. Spoiler, shocker. I was trying to release this podcast launch on my birthday and that did not happen. So instead we are releasing this podcast on my best friend's birthday, which I still feel is fitting because she will forever encourage me to do all of the things that make me feel scared that she knows I'm fully capable of. So if not my birthday, then absolutely hers. What better way, to stand in my Scorpio life as I'm a Libra that's just on the cusp of being a Scorpio. And we joke all the time that I'm only brave when I'm in my Scorpio shoes, my Scorpio vibe. So to get into this space and idea of a relaunch, really kind of came about in the last couple months. I found myself at a office space and a workspace that I absolutely love and adore. Changes that I made back in April, May, really came to fruition in this place that I feel wholly supported, not from just an employment capacity, but from the people that I get to work with every day. I'm surrounded by people with big ideas and the desire to push the limits and try new things and be brave in those spaces and encourage creativity, whatever that looks like. And from that came this idea that for as long as I've been hunting for freedom, I thrive in probably one of the most constraining ways, and that is through systems or processes. That became very clear when I carved out my own path and this new job as their operations go-to person, and really looking at defining how systems, you know, can automate things. Systems can help you do more things with the same amount of time. Systems can make you feel good, and they don't sound pretty or aesthetic or fun, but if you have systems in place, they really drive and motivate and push, and they always give you a baseline to go back to. And in the middle of a meeting, in the middle of a meeting where I was supposed to be focusing on something entirely different, I was struck by inspiration and I couldn't even tell you what it was that was said in that meeting. And I started writing out ideas and thoughts. And at this point, I had really put some heavy thought into bringing the podcast back to life. And the only thing that kept coming to mind was that I'm a systems girl. It's the way I describe myself in the office. It's the way I describe how I think. I used to say I liked puzzles, but they're systems, they're processes, they're routines, they're ways of automating your life, in essence, to make everything feel easy. Because on a good day, things are just running normally, like you would expect. And on a bad day, they give you a baseline to go back to. And on a day that's even worse than a bad day, you have a minimum baseline to strive to be at and steps to get back to it. And from that, the podcast rebrand was born. That systems girl became a thing. It is something that I refer to myself all the time. I kind of threw out the idea with a couple people at work, and they really liked the sound of it. They thought it was super fitting for everything that I do, everything I like to talk about. So here we are, all that kind of quick history leading us up to today, where this podcast is going to entirely be about systems and routines and processes that make everything about running your own life easier, whether it's a system for work or whether it's how you plan your day or how you plan for a week's worth of really cute outfits or what to do when you can't think of something to wear. Or maybe it's trying to improve your skincare routine or just what healthy habits you need to create. So as as stark as maybe it sounds, it's all of these things that I put into place that I always go back to or that I always live in. And one of the most important things that I realized that I've lived with my whole life that has always showed up in many different ways is the process and this the routine of a reset. So resets for me are really important because I think sometimes we just get lost in an overwhelm and we think that if we keep doing more or we're something's broken in our routine, we don't give ourselves the time to stop and reset. And for me, a reset is almost as important as an update or an upgrade or a brand new system, routine, habit. So for me, I found myself in this space of I've been in a reset for about 2 months now. And for me, that was really frustrating because there were things I wanted to do. There were routines I could go back to for maybe a week or two and then fall off. And for me, a reset period is always that time of just doing the best you can with where you're at. I confess, I fangirl very hard over Brené Brown, and I listen to her podcast literally every morning when I'm getting ready for work. And through all of her teachings, which I highly encourage you to go listen to her if you don't already, there's this idea of having a vulnerability of self, of learning how to be vulnerable with yourself and with others. And there was a concept she brought up in talking about relationships that I also think really much applies to you as an individual person. And that concept was the 50-50 relationship. Like, you need to be 50-50 with a partner. You know, they do 50%, you do 50%. And her thought was that relationships are never 50-50. They're always 100. And some days you are 50 and your partner's 50. And some days you're 20 and your partner needs to know when you're at a 20 so they can kind of pull weight. And there are some days your partner's at a 20 and you need to figure out how to adjust. And then there's also those days when neither one of you can equal 100. And what do you do when that happens? And I love the concept so much. And the more I look at it, the more I go, okay, if I'm not at 100%, where are the things and the spaces and places I can give myself grace until I can get back to 100%? And so for the last 2 months, I have been consistently working to get back to 100% to the point that I even put little battery pictures in my planner to highlight on the days that I was really, really struggling just how close I could get. So resets to me are just as important as any system or process. It's why computers have reboot programs. It's why you can always change your password if you forget how to get in. There's always an opportunity to start fresh. And to be in this space where I don't feel 100%, but I know that I have 100% to give to somebody or something, whether that's advice or maybe it's time, not so much energy, I'll admit right now, but the capacity to want to give. So of my 80% that I'm operating, there's a lot in that 80% that I also want to give out and share with people. And so with that comes this idea of remaining consistent to the podcast. So in light of recording and releasing last Saturday, what I did was I went back and listened to a lot of old drafts of episodes that didn't quite get released. I re-listened to that very first podcast episode, which I will tell you is so cringy to me now, you know, 4 years, almost 5 years later. It hurts my soul a little bit to hear, you know, 2019 me, you know, but it also reminds me of how much hope and how excited I was to launch this podcast and to get back to this space that I love so much. I loved when I was consistent coming on and sharing thoughts and ideas and things that work for me and things that don't, and opinions, because I'm opinionated, and my silly woosah bohemian witchy vibes and whatever eras you want to call it. And just get to share and spend some time, you know, hopefully giving insight. And, you know, my hope is always not always to bring you content, although obviously that's kind of the case with the podcast, or, you know, the most popular trendy thing or something that's hot button. Those were never my intentions. My intention with this podcast has always been to create a place, a little niche in the World Wide Web where I could come and speak authentically and freely, and those who listen can resonate with something that I've said or feel heard or feel not so alone. And it all circles back. That was the literal idea when I rebranded to Free Your Wild. And even when I launched the podcast, it was to create a space where we didn't have to feel so alone. Where if you had such a shit day that you turn on a podcast and you hear something that makes you feel not so alone, or you hear something that makes you put your hair up and try a skincare routine, or makes you want to start juicing in the morning, or helps you add more time to your work day so you can spend it with families, friends, significant others, whomever, however, that shows you how to enjoy life when you feel like you're too busy. There's so many possibilities in life and with this podcast. And my hope is that some of the things that I use as baselines, some of the systems, routines, habits, processes, things that I do can inspire and help start to shape, you know, how you look at life and the world, and, you know, we can go at it together. So a lot to unpack, and I'm so excited. The hope is, and I don't know if it's going to be a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, but weekly you will get a podcast episode. I am recording tonight's live in real time. So I'm recording and then instantly publishing. So you will get it first, hot off the press. And then hopefully next week I'll be able to decide on what day of the week I'll get you guys new episodes. But I'm so, so excited to be here and so glad to have you all back listening. And I cannot wait to see where this new path takes us all. I hope you guys have a great evening or great morning, great day if you're listening to this in the morning, and we will chat next week. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, I would highly, highly, highly encourage you to follow us on Spotify and on Instagram at ThatSystemsGirl. Each week, I will be posting new episodes with some mirroring content on Instagram to keep you up to date on everything that we're talking about in both places. As always, I am so, so, so grateful for all of you. One day the excitement will wear off. You won't get so many repeating words. But I would love to have you join me along for this journey. Make sure you turn on all notifications so you know when new episodes are hitting the podcast. And I will talk to you all next week. Bye.